This is The Spot, a production of BYU Idaho Radio, where we talk about what you're talking about. The views and opinions of this podcast are not that of BYU Idaho Radio or the university, and are solely the opinions of the hosts. Today's hosts are Mackenzie Holbrook, Brianna Willis, and David Payne, and our On The Spot segment was with Dale Spaulding.
Welcome to The Spot. I'm David Payne.
I'm Brianna Willis, and I'm Mackenzie Holbrook.
And today we're going to be talking about Valentine's Day. It's only a couple days away, so we figured it's on people's minds. It's hurting people's bank accounts.
Stressing people out.
Definitely. So, let's chat.
All you single ladies, stressing you out.
Like and me. Men.
And men, yeah.
And men, probably. I don't know that perspective. Yeah, so we're...
What do we want to talk about first?
Well, I think we should talk about just our own kind of personal views, maybe.
All right, Brianna, how do you feel? We'll start with you, Brianna. How do you feel about Valentine's Day?
So I actually like Valentine's Day. I think it's because...
You would say that. You have a boyfriend.
Well, you know what?
Well. What if they break up before this?
Oh, that would be sad. I don't wish that upon
before
you.
Before Valentine's Day.
Anyway, continue. You like Valentine's Day. Why?
Well, I've never really had like a negative experience with it. In high school, then... we had just some really great guys in my high school, and they knew that there was a lot of girls who didn't have, someone on Valentine's Day, and, we're pretty sensitive. So at first started out as one boy. He bought every girl in the school a flower.
Wow.
And then he went around and gave...
Oh, my gosh, that's so cute.
It was so cute. And gave all these girls...
Oh, you're from Newdale, though. That's, like, not a big school.
Sugar City. So, yeah, there's only 500 people in the whole school.
That's still a lot of flowers.
So, yeah. I mean,
that
still
makes
a lot.
Me look
still
like a
pretty
jerk.
Good amount
I didn't
of money.
Do that.
And then, like, another year, then more people started getting on board with it. So then it was, like, the student council, and then it was, like, a big group of guys. And, you know, like, one year we got chocolates, and just, like, another year it was just, I can't remember what another year was. But basically it was
is this guy still single? Because what's wrong with
I
him?
I doubt it. Shout out to that guy. That's awesome.
Yeah, it just is, like, a really cool thing to, you know, make us all feel special, even if we didn't have someone special. Like, it reminded us that you don't have to have someone to be a special person. And this can be just, like, a really good day to show appreciation for, like, anyone in your life who's special. Like, my dad would get us chocolates or flowers or something. So it's just, like, my dad, you know, giving us Valentine's love, you know, in a good way. And then, or, like, friends. I think that mentality kind of spread throughout my school. So, like, I had one friend, and she got yellow roses for all of her friends, just because, you know, like, yellow roses signify friendship. And so it was just, like, really cute. It was really nice. And then, of course, I graduated, went on my mission, had good Valentine's Day there, because, you know, it was, like, my family members sending me stuff and things like that. And then, you know, like, in college, then I sometimes had someone, sometimes not, but it's always been okay with me, because I think of that early foundation of just knowing that Valentine's Day doesn't always have to be about a significant other. It can be about other significant people in your life. So that's my little perspective thing.
You have a very positive attitude towards Valentine's Day. And to go polar opposite, Mackenzie. No, I'm kidding. Mackenzie, what are your thoughts, though?
So I don't hate it. It does make me sad, because no boyfriend, not married. But, you know, like, the same thing kind of with Brianna. Like, growing up, like, my dad, well, so I have four sisters, so there's five girls, and then my mom. So my dad would always get us, you know, either balloons or teddy bears or boxes of chocolates. The last couple of years, he's gotten us, like, our own big boxes of See's candy, which is, like, pretty solid, because we've grown up a little bit. But most of my resentment towards Valentine's Day... Are you guys ready for a story?
Let's hear it.
Oh, yeah.
So most of my resentment towards the holiday stems from February 14th, 2013.
It was a dark day.
Wow, you have it memorized.
I
okay.
Do. So I was a senior in high school. I was dating this boy. And for his birthday / graduation trip, his parents took him and his sister to Hawaii for a week. And it was the week of Valentine's Day. And his mom, like, apologized to me a lot. And I was like, whatever, I don't care. Like, whatever. Fine. So, like, a week before, jokingly, at school, we had walked past the table where they were, like, signing people up for, like, the roses or whatever. Because they would, like, have people, like, come around to your classes and like give you a rose if somebody paid for a rose for you. And I was like, oh, Michael, are you going to get me a rose? And he was like, why would I do that? And I was like, oh, okay.
What a jerk.
Thought he was joking. And then Valentine's Day rolled around. He was in Hawaii and nobody brought me a rose.
Aww.
That's so sad.
It's so sad.
Hopefully you were dating this
year, you'll get one.
Yeah, we've been dating for like 7 months at that point. And
oh my goodness.
Yeah, we'd known each other since we were like 9 too, so like we weren't strangers. We were pretty tight. But that kind of ruined it for me. You know, like that made me kind of believe that there's no hope.
Oh no.
And that there's love hope. Is dead.
There's hope. So yeah, there's a lesson for all you ladies and men out there. Get gifts for people.
Just like pay the $4 and get her a rose, bro.
Yeah.
What about you, David?
So I'm married. That's why I'm on here at this podcast. The ladies wanted me to, they wanted someone married. So so this is a great opportunity for me to give a shout out to my wife because I love her.
Aww.
Morgan, if you're listening, which you're probably not because you're so busy with your studies and work, to let me do my passion of radio. She's in the nursing program. She's wonderful. I don't know if any of this is going to make the cut. Miles is our editor. He might take it all out. But I love my wife very much.
Leave that in.
Happy Valentine's Day to her. I'll get you something else, too. Not just a cheap shout out on a podcast. But being married, it's a little bit different. Like you guys kind of talked about, my mom would always get me and my younger brothers, you know, candy and gifts and things like that. And I remember in elementary school when it was always exciting to pick out your Valentine's little cards and you'd write on them and pass them out to all your friends with all the little candy hearts and stuff. And that was always fun because, you know, I love candy. But being married, it's a little bit different. When you're dating or when you're engaged, it's great because, you know, you give gifts and you feel great about that. And then you receive gifts and you feel great about that. Being married, it's the same. However, it's no longer me buying gifts with my money for this person and this person buying gifts with their money. It's now our money. And so being a college student, sometimes, you know, tight on funds, it's not always fun or as fun because I know that, you know, our money went to paying for both of these gifts. So sometimes we have to kind of budget wisely so we don't go crazy.
Right.
My wife is really good though. She always gets me for whatever holiday, whenever she gets me gifts, they're never too expensive, but they're always very practical and like perfect, like exactly what I want or need. She's really good at that and I envy her for that because
here's a box of chocolates, Morgan. Yeah.
Exactly.
Go crazy.
So hopefully, I won't say what, just in case she does hear this, I won't say what I got her, but I have a couple things in the works and I'm excited to give it to her give them to her.
So with that, do you guys want to know a fun fact about Valentine's
Day? Let's hear it.
So on average, I think this is in the United States, but on average, men spend double the amount of money on Valentine's Day gifts than women do.
Hmm.
So if you guys want to take a guess at how much, were you looking? Did you see it?
Maybe. Maybe I saw.
Okay, I'll guess then. Okay. Brianna's a cheater.
Guess how much men spend on average for Valentine's Day. Being a man.
Are we talking about like a single man or like men as a whole?
Just men. So this is just men in general. This much on average.
$100? I don't know. Is that
super close?
Is that too high?
No.
That's too low.
Too low.
Oh.
More than $100.
I guess I didn't see.
Okay, give me your guess,
you know what?
Brianna.
We're just gonna go with the safe 150. Like, not.
Yeah, but I already said that 100 was
so
low.
So 150 maybe.
So 50 is still low?
Well, if 100 is low, 50...
Oh, 150 is high. It's smack dab.
I was like, what?
130.
130.
Oh, okay.
Men spend, on average, $130.
See, now...
For Valentine's Day.
With me, like, when we were engaged or we were dating, my wife and I, she would have loved if I spent $130 on stuff. Now...
Man, that would stress me out.
She'd be like, what did you do,
David? She would be like, yeah, why did you spend $130? Like, that could be used for so much other things down the road.
Well, you know, I wonder if, like, flower prices go up around this time.
They do.
So, yeah. Having... So, I worked for a flower shop all 4 years in high school. Probably, maybe that's why he didn't buy me a flower, because you're around the flowers.
You buy yourself one.
No, so I worked for a flower shop, and you would think that they go up, but they really don't.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. It also depends on the kind of rose that you get. Are you getting a long stem rose, short stem, the, oh man, what is that called? There are different kinds of roses.
It beats me. I got red one, pink one,
yeah.
Yellow
but there
one.
Are like different kinds of red roses.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
Not even
so
noticed.
Like it depends on like what rose you're buying, where the rose was grown, and also like is your florist a jerk, because like the jerks jack up the prices. But like
I said,
at our shop, like where I worked in high school, like we like roses were the same, you know. So and normally guys are like. I don't know where, like, the dozen roses thing came from, but a dozen roses is, like, are super expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. Morgan and I have been married 3 years, and I think I got her roses. I've only gotten her roses once.
I'm like, pick some
they are pretty
weeds
expensive.
Out of the garden. Like, those are fine for me. Thank you.
I usually get her other kinds
some
of flowers.
Aesthetically flower. Pleasing weeds.
Because, again, it's our money. If we were dating, she would be all for me spending my money. Mm. But it's a little bit different. So I wonder with that whole survey, $130 or whatever... I wonder how many of those men were married and how many of them were single. And at the same time, just because you're married doesn't mean you're poor. Just
so
college students are.
How do you guys feel about like people who send themselves flowers or like gifts on Valentine's Day?
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I'd buy myself
Do you want
flower.
Another fun fact?
Yeah. What? Yeah. Like, where do you hear
fun
that?
Fun fact, approximately 15% of women send themselves flowers on Valentine's Day.
I wonder if like it's like. They actually say that it's themselves, or if they pretend like it's someone else sending it to them. Like,
well,
your secret admirer.
You know, yeah, I don't. I was talking to my roommate about this last night because she was like, "Would it be lame if I sent myself flowers like to the office?" She's like, she works in the manager's office
for show,
and I was like, just like anonymously, and she was like, "Yeah, why not?
Why not?"
And like, honestly, like, if you want flowers. Send yourself flowers. Like, it feels so nice to have somebody deliver flowers to you.
I would do that, except for I'd probably be up straight and be like, yeah, I sent these to myself.
I
but,
literally, like,
you know, that's just me.
Put on the card from Mackenzie. Yeah.
Like, you're awesome.
Love yourself.
You're the bomb.
Okay, so.
I would totally do that.
Throwback to elementary school now.
Yes.
What was, like, your. Because everybody loves Valentine's Day. In elementary school.
Right.
You know, like every.
Yeah, because there's nothing to do with love. It's all about candy.
It's all about candy. Yeah. It's all about who gets the most cards or who gets the funniest Scooby-Doo Valentine. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Do you remember when those, like, holographic ones came out?
Oh, yeah.
Those were, like, the
those
bomb.
Those were dope.
Yeah, we're like, ah!
Man, you only gave those to your crush.
Yeah, because there weren't a lot of them in a pack for some reason.
Yeah, there's, like, two in the whole pack.
And you're like, what is this?
They're expensive. And your mom didn't want to buy those.
Right. Yeah.
So I had six kids to buy Valentine's.
So in elementary school, what was your favorite? I think this is what you were getting at. What was your favorite type of card, like,
or like
character
like
or whatever?
Tradition.
Yeah, and what was your favorite tradition? Brianna, you go first.
I can't think of a tradition, but I would definitely say like those cards that had like the funny animals on them, you know, like their eyes would be too big or like they were just like looked like they were in a funny mirror, you know, like those are my favorite. They're so funny, especially if they were the. You know, 3D
I can see
ones.
This.
Yeah.
I can see you just like cracking up
like,
over this.
Yes. And then I love that we got to decorate our own little. Our teachers always had us decorate our own Valentine boxes, you know, and sometimes it was like an envelope or like a milk carton. I think the milk carton was my favorite. But actually, you know, I can think of a tradition. I don't know if we did it every year, but I would always read Junie B. Jones and her Big Fat Valentine or whatever,
oh,
something like
yeah.
that. Anyone read Junie B. Jones? Oh, my goodness. It's so funny. And it's just like, she's just like this awkward girl who, you know, like has this crush on the mean guy in school.
So moving
so
on.
Sorry.
I don't remember like specific cards for Valentine's Day, but my favorite time of the year was when we like made our Valentine's boxes. You know, and then, like, everybody went around and, like, put their Valentines in a box. And I have to confess this from 2004, five, because I still feel really guilty about this. So in fourth grade, they didn't give us a class list for Valentine's, but they said, like, if you're going to give one person a Valentine, you got to give everybody a Valentine, you know, because then you don't get that, like, one weird kid that doesn't, like, that doesn't get any Valentine. So they didn't give us a class list, so I had to, like, go through in my head and, like, figure out where everybody was sitting. And to this day, I feel so bad because I forgot this kid, Jose.
You forgot the weird kid.
Oh. He wasn't weird. He was cool. He sat at my table. I just forgot about him.
Oh no.
And I don't know if I, like, forgot or if I, like, lost his Valentine somewhere. But, like, to this day, like, I still feel, like...
He's still mad about it.
Really guilty about it.
I'm sure he's mad about it.
So. Yeah. Okay, so do you guys want another fun fact?
Sure.
Back to the roses. Approximately 50 million roses are given on Valentine's Day each year around the world.
50 million?
50 million, which is a lot.
Especially when you think of the price of roses.
And women tend to buy approximately 85% of all the Valentine's Day cards sold each year. Which is interesting.
I don't know. If we're talking about elementary school, our mothers always bought us those. That's true. So, that's true. You know, do those count, though?
But,
I don't know.
Okay, this is an interesting statistic, though, with the 50 million around the world. Approximately 1 billion Valentine's Day cards are exchanged every year in the U.S. alone.
So a billion cards and 50 million roses.
A billion cards in the United States, but 50 million roses around the world. So I don't know who's
slacking. I can't
comprehend
that.
That's crazy.
I don't know if they're, like, counting
those numbers
kids.
Are too big.
Yeah. But Valentine's Day is the second most popular holiday to give cards.
Makes sense.
Only next
Christmas.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Because do you give cards for anything else, really?
Yeah.
We forgot Dave's fun elementary school thing.
Oh, so I couldn't really think of anything, but I remember I'm a huge sports guy, so every year I would always buy, or my mom would buy them for me. I would pick out the cards that had basketball players on them.
Of course.
Exactly. And I would then decide who got what player by their personality or who they were or how they played basketball. In my mind, I thought it was so cool. Like, you know, you are Shaq or you are Kobe.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah, however it would work. And to me, like, I thought that was the biggest compliment. To these people, but I'm sure that. All the girls in the class were like, I don't know who this person is.
They were
I don't care.
Oh, I got a stupid basketball
card. And they just threw it away or whatever. That's all I can really remember, but I would always pick those ones for me because I thought they were the coolest.
So did you guys so you obviously like strategically passed out Valentine's, but
maybe
Brianna, did you like strategically like choose which Valentine went to which person?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I did.
It was all very much like, ooh, yeah. I can't give him
this person.
It was
this
like,
one.
Oh, this is
that I really
too
like
much.
Him, but really I like this person. But yeah, it was all
you with your Scooby-Doo cards.
I'm actually just remembering. I was in elementary school and I wrote this girl who lived down the street a poem.
Oh my goodness! Oh.
I remember the poem. I'm gonna tell. It's very. Her name was Becca Huffaker. Shout out to her. Her family's great. They live here in Idaho now, but
oh,
I'm
wow.
from
Look at that.
New Mexico. Anyway, I wrote her this poem. I had to have been in like second or third grade. And the poem was, roses are red, violets are blue, you like me and I like you too.
Aww.
That was it.
So cute.
We were great friends. Yeah. But now I love my wife.
That's good. That's good.
So, going back to that.
So,
but
speaking of people writing people poems, I don't know that I'm going to be able to find it, but there's this kid in high school who wrote me a sonnet because we started talking about Shakespeare the week before Valentine's Day.
Oh.
And he was really creepy. And he wrote me a sonnet.
Sonnets are
That's probably
though.
What they thought That's about my poem. They're like, this kid is creepy.
Weird. But no, my sister, my sister found it while she was packing to move like a couple years ago, and she sent it to me, and I'm trying to find it, but I don't think that.
Just knowing it's there is enough.
Just, yeah. Oh, it was rough.
So for you guys, when you're getting gifts, what is your biggest hope? What do you look forward to most?
What are
Either
gifts?
Candy-wise or flowers. What's kind of your expectation and what do you hope for?
You have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
You're the one that this question really
applies to. Say it now and your boyfriend can listen and you'll get exactly what you want.
Oh, gosh. I really like flowers. I am a sucker for the flowers. But I remember my favorite thing that I've ever got for Valentine's Day, which wasn't flowers. It was my best friend, a girl, and she got me a giant Hershey's Kiss. Do you guys see those in the
store? I've seen those.
Oh,
yeah,
the
those
giant ones.
Those are huge.
That was like a dream come true.
How do you even
for me.
Eat that?
It was like, I felt like a squirrel, like gnawing on a nut, you know? Like
I can imagine. You know, I can imagine that.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You can't see it, but she's pretending to be a squirrel.
Like, nah, nah, nah.
It's a squirrel sound. Mackenzie, obviously. What about you? What do you enjoy getting? Like your favorite candy or whatever?
So I've never actually gotten anything other than like from my dad for Valentine's Day.
That's so sad. If you're listening to this, Mackenzie Holbrook at the radio station here, feel free to give her a gift.
Feel free to send me flowers.
Send her flowers.
And chocolate.
She's never gotten any.
I've never. I've had a boyfriend twice on Valentine's Day, once in high school and once now, or once like my second.
Recently.
Third semester in college. And he like took me to dinner, but he didn't give me flowers or anything.
Yeah, well, dinner's good.
So.
Food's always good.
Yeah, but it was just like a date.
Not quite the same.
Yeah.
It's like we always. It's like
so what would you want? What would you want right now? Your secret admirer will listen to this and send it to you.
I really like flowers.
Okay.
Flowers are my favorite, but I would also not say no to chocolate.
All right.
So, or teddy bear. I've never
had
a teddy
bear. You just
want it
all? Okay.
Do not get her a giant teddy bear, though.
Or do. Or the giant llama from Walmart.
They have a giant llama?
It's not giant. It's like big. It's like probably the size of a pillow, but it's pretty dope.
Okay. My sister got an 8-foot tall teddy bear, and I hated that thing.
Oh. Like, okay, well, I wouldn't say no to that. I think that would be really
took
dope.
Up our entire
those are expensive.
Room.
Yeah.
Your secret admirer is probably not, unless they really, really secretly really admire you.
Yeah, but
I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than my dad like getting us these candy and balloons and flowers and stuff when I was little, like nobody's ever gotten me anything for Valentine's Day.
Maybe this year will be different.
So I couldn't find the sonnet that Connor wrote me in freshman year in high school. But do you guys want some more fun facts?
You didn't save it.
What?
Connor's so sad you didn't save his sonnet.
Oh, I did, and it ended up, so my sister and I shared a room in high school, and then she got married, like, 2 weeks after she graduated, and so she went from, like, sharing a room for me to sharing a room with her husband, and so, like, somehow it got mixed up in her stuff, and she found it when they were living in Korea a couple years ago, and, like...
So she stole it.
Yeah, she has it somewhere, but...
So you have one more fun fact for us?
Oh, I've got tons of fun facts if you want.
All right, let's hear another one.
All right. At least 9 million people buy their pets a gift on Valentine's Day. Are you going to buy your dog?
Guilty.
Yeah?
You have a dog?
Yeah.
I did not.
My wife and I's little puppy, his birthday was February 4th. We celebrated that. We got him a little outfit, and we got him a new toy. It's a little squeaky raccoon. And a little treat. Yeah.
Ooh.
I think my wife, even if I didn't get her anything, as long as I got... our little dog something, she'd be okay with
she'd
that.
She'd be solid?
Okay. Yeah, she loves him more than me, but that's okay.
Next fun fact. There are enough candy hearts made each year to stretch from Valentine, Arizona to Rome, Italy, and back. And can either of you guys guess how many candy hearts that equals approximately?
No. I can't.
2 billion.
More than that.
Way more than that.
I don't know.
Like 200 billion.
Way less than that.
Okay.
I don't know what a billion is. I can't even think of a billion.
Yeah. But those things are tiny.
8 billion.
8 billion.
I hate those things.
Just think,
maybe
somebody
Rome's
had to
closer.
Somebody had to calculate that.
Yeah, somebody did the
job?
Math for that. Okay, and
someone who didn't have a date on Valentine's
Day. Every Valentine's Day, the LOL me Mackenzie. I actually calculated.
Mackenzie did that last weekend.
Every Valentine's Day, the Italian city of Verona. Do you guys recognize? Do you guys know what Verona is?
No idea.
In Italy.
Okay. In fair Verona, where we lay our scene.
I'm sorry.
Romeo and Juliet,
okay,
come on.
Sorry.
That's where Romeo and Juliet's based. Okay. Verona receives approximately 1,000 letters that have been addressed to Juliet.
Mm.
Fun fact.
Huh.
Any to Romeo?
It is pretty fun.
No. But in Romeo's defense, Juliet has like... They have, like, Juliet's balcony in Verona where women will, like, leave cards. And then they're called Juliet's assistants.
Oh,
there are these, like, women.
Really cute.
Have you guys not ever seen Letters to Juliet, the movie?
No.
So these women, like, collect the letters and they, like, answer all of them. And then, like, send them back to the women who, like, wrote to Juliet.
Oh.
It's, like, really cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So that's in their defense, that's why they don't write to Romeo, because Romeo wouldn't write back, but Juliet does.
So. I see.
All right. Yeah, so what's Dale doing?
So we sent Dale, that's another thing, we sent Dale out all over campus to talk to random people about their favorite traditions.
Just regular talking, though. He's putting random students on the spot.
Boom. Wordplay. Random students on the spot. Yeah, they're going to be talking about their favorite traditions or any experiences they had. So let's hear what Dale found.
Alrighty, we have this thing coming up. It's called Valentine's Day. What are your plans?
Probably going to want to sit home, watch basketball, eat some pizza, maybe gather around with some roommates, light a nice candle, and watch some basketball.
Sounds glorious. Any ladies involved in that?
Probably not. I'll be honest, probably not. We'll probably, like, just a man's night, you know? You know how girls do, like, Galentine's? We do Guyentine's, and we just sit there and watch basketball and eat pizza.
Why do you think that that's going to be a more prevalent thing? Are you seeing that a lot with dating and with getting to know people, that people are going to do a Galentine's or a Valentine's type of a thing?
Well, I don't know about the guys, because most guys have girls that they're dating and they pursue that. But like, I've noticed a lot for like the gals, and even like my sister who did it, like she's married, she's got a kid and she lives in Texas, but like she still did it with a lot of the ward members. It seems to be something that I think will kind of grow more heavily as we get on forward. I think guys will just be guys and they'll do their thing, but I think you'll start to see more of the girls start to do their kind of Galentine's thing.
So we're talking about this special holiday that's coming up. It's Valentine's Day. What are your special plans?
I think I'm just going to make her dinner and, I don't know, spend a little alone time. It's hard with the baby to find alone time.
Galentine's parties and Valentine's parties. Do you think that that kind of a thing is going to increase in the future?
Twofold.
Okay.
Yes, I think it would continue in the future. Two, I would hope not. And the only I'm saying I hope that there are some men out there that could find women and treat them to a Valentine's Day. Something my dad always told me is that everybody needs love. Everybody. And so I hope that it's more about not settling, like, oh, well, I'll just hang out with my friend, but actually finding someone to have the courage to spend Valentine's Day with someone, to make Valentine's Day special.
Yeah. You don't have to have a relationship. It's just take a girl
right
out.
Right.
Awesome.
Thanks, Dale. Yeah, so next week we've got a pretty awesome episode about the Olympics coming up. The Olympics
start today?
Tomorrow, actually, on the 9th. Okay. It's the opening ceremonies, and it'll be pretty interesting. There are athletes from, like, Rigby and Wyoming who are in Seoul, Korea right now. Like,
that's crazy.
Getting ready to compete.
Yeah, so we're going to look at that. We're going to talk a little bit about the Olympics, what has happened, what's going to happen, who's going to win, who's the best, all of that. So be sure to tune in next week for that. But we do hope everyone has a happy Valentine's Day. Mackenzie, you have one more thing.
With the Olympics,
ooh,
BYU Idaho radio workers are putting on our own winter games.
We are.
So if you're interested in watching us do some pretty weird crap, let us know.
Follow us on social media.
That sounds interesting.
Just like BYU Idaho Radio.
Yeah, go on Facebook, Twitter, all of that. Find BYU Idaho Radio. We're going to do some live videos and whatnot of us playing some games, and we're going to have our own winter games here at the station.
Thanks for listening to The Spot. I'm Mackenzie Holbrook.
I'm David Payne.
And I'm Brianna Willis.
Have a good time getting all your half-off chocolate the day after, because that's what we all know Valentine's Day is really about.
There you go.
That's the real purpose.
The views and opinions of this podcast are not that of BYU Idaho Radio or the university, and are solely the opinions of the hosts. You've been listening to The Spot, a production of BYU Idaho Radio. Today's hosts were Mackenzie Holbrook, Brianna Willis, and David Payne, and our On the Spot segment was with Dale Spaulding. This episode was edited by Miles Prim. Producers were Katie Eldridge, Mackenzie Holbrook, Brianna Willis, and David Payne, with supervision by Brandon Isle. Our theme music is Running by DJ Quads. To listen to more episodes of The Spot, visit BYUIdahoRadio.org and click Podcasts. Be sure to subscribe to The Spot on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, or wherever you find podcasts.